Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of DTC, Dudes Talking Comics. Here at DTC, we're a podcast dedicated to all things comics, comic books, comic movies, and comic TV shows. This week, the dudes get together and discuss the DC animated movie, Batman Under the Red Hood. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Dudes Talking Comics, and also follow us on Instagram on dudes_talking_comics.
Y mi madre.
Okay, I think.
Ahoy, hoy.
What's up? What's up, guys?
Are we?
What up? What up?
Are we ready to rock and roll?
Are we official yet? Are we DTC? All right, guys.
Thank you for joining us. This is DTC Dudes Talking Comics. My name is Angel, and I'm joined by my minions.
Hey, what's up? My name is Maurice.
Wait, minions? I'm TK.
I'm Jonas.
Oh. I know. All right, good. No, you guys are my minions. We'll set that straight. That's my other podcast that I do by myself where I just roast you. I just roast you guys for like 2 hours straight. All right, so it seems like we're all settled, finally all together for our first podcast.
Awesome. It's about time, fellas.
Character unlocked.
About time.
Yeah, Jonas. I mean, this is your final warning. So if you can't stay connected, you know, we're sorry.
What happens when you use Metro PCS, bro?
He's on that landline.
Damn, Plátanos.
Hey, Rayo.
What?
Yo, Plátanos. Hey, Maria. What are you talking about?
Yo, I be eating that for dinner.
Yo, me too.
Yeah, we all agree Plátanos are good for you. We'll say that.
Mango.
Mangu, maybe. Don't stretch that.
Oh God,
Mangu be popping, bro.
All right, cool. So like tonight, we're all joined together to talk about the DC animated universe. Can we all agree? We can all say that the DC animated universe is one of the better, animated productions out there.
Hands down, they make one of the best. Animated movies, you know, we can easily make a podcast of the top 10 titles that they have done.
Oh yeah,
easily we could do that. And I think we were talking about, which, you know, the difference with Marvel and DC, but DC, I think Jonas had mentioned it earlier, how much more serious and darker it is, and while Marvel is a little bit more kiddie.
Yeah, Marvel just sucks. Yeah.
No, Marvel got a few good ones.
They just have put it out literally there. A few, if not a couple of good ones. And I think Avengers was one, and then the Wolverine one.
Yeah, it's crazy because I can't really think about any Marvel animated movies that have come out.
I think it's safe to say that DC crushes in the animated universe.
Yes, that's 100% true.
Yeah, I can't.
That's it.
Comics? Comics?
Debatable for now.
No, it is debatable. It is debatable.
That's a different debate for another day.
Forever, dude.
Yeah. So wait, how many movies has DC put out as far as animated movies?
972 million DC animated movies have come out. No, I have no idea, but
I'm sure we could like easily at least 15. five right now. Yeah, 15, maybe. Even the older ones, like Wonder Woman and...
The Frontier? What was it?
Justice League, Final Frontier? Something.
Yeah.
I mean, Batman alone has like 15.
Yeah. The Dark Knight Returns.
The best Batman's, stories are right there.
Yeah, Batman, Superman, Public Enemies. And the more we talk about the titles, the more we'll remember more names. So yeah, easily, what TK said, maybe more than 15 or plus.
All right, so we'll stick with the Batman movies, and we'll go into tonight's movie, which is Batman Under the Red Hood.
So good.
So we're all in agreement that this one is one of the top animated movies that DC has put out, for real.
For sure.
Yeah.
Number one?
Ooh, that's the, number that's one. The, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, that was the question. Is it the top one?
I thought he said, like, top.
Just... one of the top ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's one of the top ones.
Don't be putting this pressure on me.
We'll do a top five later on.
Yeah.
But for me, what I enjoyed about it the most was the character, the Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole backstory and his relation with Batman and the Joker, too. And I think we just lost someone.
We lost our boy Jonas. But unfortunately,
until next time. Going. Until
we
next
tried
time.
Tried our best, Jonas. So when you hear this podcast after this recorded, we tried our best, bro.
Jonas.
Oh. Next time, we're gonna have you're gonna have to have him next to you or next to me.
you gotta hold his hand and just right? just put the mic on his face.
Like, but, you know how TK was talking about how I'm positioned in my podcast? He's going to be right next to me.
Yeah, we all have top-of-the-line, high-tech studios.
Yeah.
I guess Jonas doesn't, but yeah. That's fine. But rest in peace, Jonas.
But we'll try to figure it out later on. But yeah, let's just continue running it.
Oh, man. All right, so where were we? Okay.
We were talking about, you were saying about how what you really liked about the Red Hood was the Red Hood himself.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, what I was intrigued about was the character of the Red Hood and his whole backstory and in relation to the Robins and the Joker. And this movie kind of put, you know, everything together. When was the first time you guys watched this movie?
I could have swore we watched it maybe the same month that it came out.
Yeah, because I think you were the one, Maurice was the one that told me about it. Yeah. I think at that point you were more into the animated movies and you were telling me about them. And this, there was a lot of hype behind this. And I remember watching the trailers. And
we saw it before we left to Puerto Rico in my house.
Hey.
Hey, whoa.
No, yeah. We had a little family vacation, and I remember we watched it that a day before we left.
You just had to get it out there before you leave, right?
Yep. I got to see it before we go over
there. How about you, TK?
The Puerto Rican Batman. Red Hood. I saw it the year it came out, around 2010, right?
Yeah.
That's right. The movie came out in 2010.
As soon as it dropped, I saw it. I mean, I was so intrigued. I'm usually like this with the animated movies. They follow the storyline in a way. And if they do put some new stuff or change things up, it's honestly not that bad.
Yeah, that's always one of the hardest things to expect in any kind of movie, either animated or in the big screen, you know, like live action, is how closely they can, you know, put the comic into the storyline, and most times it's almost impossible. But animated movies, you can always closely resemble what the comic is like.
Yeah,
and so far these DC movies that we've seen, they've pretty much followed the comic book. Maybe minor changes that aren't a big deal, but that's what's
really
about them.
There is a couple things that were different in the animated movie that I'll get into later, but. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, they changed a few things, but let's just get into the story. So the movie starts off with Robin. Now this is not the first Robin, which is Dick Grayson. This is Jason Todd,
the second one.
Yeah, and for those people that don't know, there's more than one Robin out there, or has been.
this is Jason Todd who took over after.
Nightwing.
Dick Grayson left. Nightwing left.
Well, he went to the Teen Titans, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember that he pretty much left because he wanted to do his own thing.
He punched Batman. Oh, was it him? Yeah, right?
Well, yeah.
When he quit the team, he was like, yo, take this.
Yeah, so like Dick Grayson was getting older, and I guess he wanted to, either he wasn't agreeing with what Batman was trying to do, or he just wanted to go solo.
Mm-hmm.
So he ends up leaving, either, you know, becoming Nightwing, running his own city. But this is the second Robin, Jason Todd, which, you know, he has his own own origin, a little different than Dick Grayson. Jason Todd was actually picked up in the street.
Yeah, I think he was trying to steal Batman's rims.
Taking those rims.
Yeah, so he was a hoodlum. He was a little.
I think he was a little hoodlum
in the alley.
This took place in Bushwick, Brooklyn, where Batman found Jason Todd.
So yeah, so it starts off with Jason being kidnapped by the Joker, and he's being held in a warehouse.
Yeah, an abandoned warehouse.
And we see Joker just beating the living daylights out of Jason Todd with a crowbar.
Damn.
And, like, literally just pounding him in the face, just mocking him. And it, I one difference is in the comic, I think the comic is a little bit more bloodier.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's more gory.
Yeah, so he's pounding his face, and you can see Batman. He's on his
bat cycle.
Bat cycle, yes. And he's racing, because I guess he has a GPS on either Robin or Joker, and he sees that, you know, he's running out of time, and he needs to save Jason Todd.
Yeah, he was informed. I forgot by who in the beginning, but he was informed that the Joker was, you know, held him hostage.
And during this time, you also get to see Ra's al Ghul.
Mm-hmm.
And he's either being informed about what's going on, and one of his, I guess, his right-hand man or whatever the guy is telling him that, oh, he's got the child, and he's going to kill the child.
He literally made a deal with the devil. And,
and Ra's al Ghul is like, where's the detective? And he's like, he's on his way, but he's not going to make it.
Just like that.
So one question I had was, like, why wasn't Batman in his airplane?
Yeah.
Dude, he's on a motorcycle, and when he could easily gotten there quick.
It in time.
Maybe at that time it didn't have a full tank of gas. But if you know your boy is getting beaten to death, I don't think you want to get on the motorcycle. You want that Batwing as a faster transportation, you know?
Yeah, that was just something, you know.
Yo, why you guys talking shit on Batman?
I'm just saying, the world's greatest detective, you know?
He was probably out fighting crime, just got hit up, like, oh, shit, by the time I go back to the cave, pick up that airplane, and go through, he's surely dead, so let me just try.
Yo, is that your Batman voice?
That's my Batman voice from the hood. Yo, if I be going back.
it's actually better than Christian Bale's voice, I'll give you that.
Oh, no. Where is it? Yeah, that's it right there.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Dude, I practiced. Dude.
Yeah, it gave me goosebumps.
Can
Hold on.
Can we take 10 seconds and try to put our best Batman voice?
Let's do it. I've been practicing this for years. Once I heard that Jake Gyllenhaal was out of the running for it, I've been working out. I've been working my fighting skills.
Everything was gone.
So go ahead, Maurice. Go ahead, Maurice. Go.
I was start. Oh, I was gonna say TK stuff. Okay, I'll start.
I mean, I'm down.
Here we go.
All right, this is this is the scene. Right.
Okay.
Let's see. You're in. You're just interrogating a criminal, and the criminal is hiding someone, and you want to find out where the person is.
Okay, I'm into my zone right now.
Action.
Here we go. I need to know where the person is. End scene. Thank you. I bow.
All right. All right.
Probably like a 2.5.
Yeah, I give it a 2.0.
Out of 100. All right, TK. Action.
Wait, I got the same scene? I wanted something different.
And we're all fighting for the same role, dude.
All right. So what was the scene
This
again?
Is Hollywood. This is Hollywood.
What was the scene? You found out there's no toilet paper?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, go for it. You know what? Perfect. Do it.
Where's the toilet paper? What's going on? Alfred!
And scene.
Wow, that was intense. I gave you that. I really wanted to know what Alfred was gonna say.
I got nervous. All right, Angel.
All right, my turn. All right, this is all gonna be improv. So like, whatever comes. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, action. All right, Catwoman. We're alone here in the Batcave. Alfred is out doing shopping. It's just me and you. Now, how the hell do you get out that damn cat suit? Scene.
Okay.
Dude, it's a little different. It's a little, like, romantic thriller.
Jesus. It sounds like you only have the cape on.
Dude, it could be X-rated. Who knows?
Oh, Jesus. All right. Should we let the listeners vote on who they think is the best Batman voice?
Yeah, easily. Let's do that. And if you're on the Anchor app, you can actually send us messages, voice messages that we can play our next episode. So you could message Dudes Talking Comics correctly with like a 10-second or even a minute long response, and it will be based on who you think was the best Batman.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. And the winner will be announced next episode.
Oh,
that sounds exciting. Awesome.
All right. So let's get back to this story before we get too out of hand.
I think we were talking about, we brought up so he was on his motorcycle on his way. Ra's al Ghul is aware of what's going on, but it seems like he's not going to get there on time. And then
the Joker's like beating the crap out of him and he's mocking him. And I guess he just walks out the room. He just walks out the room and he's like, he says something. I can't remember exactly what he said.
He said something like, say hello to the bats for me or the big man for me.
Because if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there also a bomb in the building that the Joker is in?
I mean, that's what takes his life away.
Yeah, so Joker leaves and you can see Jason Todd trying to escape. He's tied up. He's all bloody. And as he's trying to escape, he hears the beeping sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks over and he sees the countdown.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you know, come down from 10. And as it gets down to, you know, the zero, you see Batman right outside. He's running towards the warehouse. And that's when you see the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The worst part of it was that Robin actually does get up. He does, you know, make his move towards the door. And when he goes to unlock the door, turn the doorknob, it's locked from the outside because the Joker put a chain on it with a lock. So that's when he turns around and he just falls and he just looks at the bomb and he's like, all right, peace. One. Yeah. I'm out.
That's it. And in the animated, you know, movie, you could see the kind of loss in his eyes. He's like, this is it. And you would expect that, you know, like any kind of story with a superhero, you would see Batman go in and save him. But this is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Batman goes through the rubble and he finds Jason's dead body.
Oh, man.
And you could tell he's hurt. He's broken. And that's when we cut, you know, to the main intro of the movie. And it jumps 5 years in the future, 5 years later. So it's 5 years later, and that's when we get to see. We see a scene. I don't know if you guys. Oh damn! Did Batman just walk in?
Just creep through the door. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonas has returned.
I'm back. Anyway, so we see a scene that's very similar to a Batman movie we've seen. Did you guys pick this up? All right, so there's a bunch of gangsters around a table, and they're talking about someone and how this one person, you know, this one person is disrupting their business, and that's when they look up top and they see the Red Hood.
So is this similar to the Dark Knight?
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
And the Red Hood is the Joker?
In a sense, yeah. It's similar. Because, you know, in the Dark Knight, you have Joker walk in into a meeting of criminals talking about, you know, business.
Mm-hmm. And I think, is that where the black, is that the meeting that the Black Mask, he's running?
That's between the thugs and the drug dealers.
Oh. Yeah, so Red Hood is seen over the gangsters, and he talks about a deal. He's, you know, he basically tells them, "You're working for me now. You know, I'll give you guys protection, and you guys got to give me 40% of whatever you make."
Yeah. So, and protection from the Black Mask and his crew. That is what's going on.
Yeah. So the criminal's like, "All right, I guess we have no other shot, you know, no other options." So it turns out that they end up working for him.
Because at that time, Black Mask was pretty much the big honcho in the criminal underworld.
Yeah, in Gotham.
Yeah, he's pretty much running all that.
He's running all the drug trade and weapons, whatever is going on. And he's running freely. I guess he has no competition, but Red Hood is like, "I'm the new competition in town." So, what, you know, so you really get to understand what Red Hood's motives are at that point. But, you know, he shows his strength. You know, people are afraid of him. And then you get to see a scene where you have Batman, I guess, chasing the Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And he chases him down to the another warehouse where he has a flashback of when he met the Red Hood the first time.
Is that the which Red Hood are we talking about that he has a flashback?
So with what, talking about the Joker, the original Red Hood?
Yes. So there was an original Red Hood.
So he's at the Ace Chemical plant or something.
Exactly.
Like that?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. So you can see the relation between the current Red Hood and the old Red Hood, which is the old Red Hood is Joker. And when he falls into the acid tank and becomes, you know, the Joker at the time. So I thought that was interesting that they, you know, chose to, you know, have that connection.
I mean, it was such a great tie-in, especially seeing that and knowing the Joker's background. Well, one of the origins of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that's where he turned into the Red Hood. I mean, that's where the Red Hood turned into the Joker.
Yeah, because that's the thing about the Joker's origin. No one really knows, you know, what his backstory is. And I think that's what makes him so great, because no one really knows.
Yeah, and certain storylines, he changes it up all the time, which is kind of cool. Keeps everybody on their toes, too. I'd rather not know his origin.
Yeah, just keep it up to people to find out. Like, but anyway, so you have Batman chasing the Red Hood, and I think he's followed by with Nightwing. And they're impressed. They're really impressed to see how well Red Hood is doing to be avoiding getting, you know, captured. And Batman's like, "That's too impressive."
Yeah. Nightwing's the one that's like, "Hey man, who is this guy? This guy is awesome."
Because there was something that they did. He did something toward the Red Hood, and the Red Hood escaped from it a specific way, and that caught his attention.
Yeah, I think it was when he tried to tie him up and he cut off.
Yeah, he cut the string. He cut, yeah. I think it was
the rope off his legs. Mm-hmm. And that caught Batman's attention. He was like, "That's too impressive."
The grappling gun.
So yeah, he escapes. The Red Hood escapes, and Batman goes back to the Batcave, and he's looking at surveillance video, like security video, and one of the things he captures is Red Hood's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Before Red Hood escapes, he says something, and he catches it as I believe it was like, "You haven't lost your touch."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's what Red Hood says. Then, Batman is doing all this decoding, trying to slow things down.
Says Bruce, right?
Yes. And at the end of "You haven't lost your touch," he says Bruce. And that's when Batman stands up and he's like, "Holy shit, who is this? Like, how does he know who I am?" Or maybe that's when he realizes who it really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, right there, he should have. Because the whole scene of them chasing him, like, and him saying, like, "Oh man, how does he know these tactics? How does he know how to take?" I think when he used his grappling gun, I think Batman was like, "There's no knife or something that could cut that rope or something." I'm not too sure about it.
Yeah, he said that there's only a few people that know how to escape that. And those few people, I trained myself.
Yeah.
And so he was like, "Whoa."
So that happening, and then when he's in the Batcave and he's, you know, going through the whole video and low motion, and he sees that, I think at that point it's pretty obvious that that it's him.
Yeah, so the Batman's in like shock or just surprised, and at this point, I guess Red Hood is just running things now, and Black Mask is not too happy with it. You know, he's losing money. He has competition, and then we get to see Black Mask actually go into what is it, Arkham Asylum. He has some men break into Arkham Asylum, and he meets the Joker. And basically, he's like,
I need help.
I need your help, Joker. You're the best at, you know, because he sees it's the Red Hood is giving him problem, and also Batman giving him problem. And he's like, you're the best at, you know, stopping these, you know, at least Batman. And Joker's like, all right. He says something. He's like, I'm going to need something.
Yeah, I think before that, there was a scene that Batman and Nightwing actually visited the Joker and was asking questions about who this Red Hood is and who this guy is and stuff like that.
Yes.
So that was pretty interesting, too, because I don't think we ever find out how Joker got locked up. You get me? Like, what was behind that? Well, the interaction when Batman finally found the Joker after that whole, you know, tragedy and stuff like that. So they didn't go into detail with that. But, you know, besides that, when he does get there, he's trying to figure out who's the new Red Hood. And you can see that Batman's still angry about the whole situation with Robin. So
that's right. Yeah,
that was pretty crazy.
So the Black Mask asked Joker for help. They break him out. And
oh, man, can we talk about that scene real quick?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that meeting with Black Mask, his henchman, and I guess his accountant? I don't know who the woman was. I think it was something like that.
And, yeah.
And the Joker asked for a glass of water.
Yeah. So basically, he's like, he's eating a bag of chips. And as Black Mask is talking to him, he's like just looking at him, like not saying much. And he asks for a glass of water, and what does he do, TK?
He smashes that. He breaks that glass right there and cuts. He cuts one guy, slits his throat right there in his face, takes his gun and just shoots, I think it was four other guys right there in Black Mask's face.
Joker, you know, being Joker.
Yeah, that's what's great about that scene. It really gives you an idea of how crazy and how powerful Joker is. Like, people forget, like, he's, like, very skilled.
What he does is not to show off, you get me? Like, if he wanted to show his skills, if he wanted to trap somebody, if he wanted to take somebody's life, do all of that, then he would, like, if he wanted to really plan it out. But since the Joker's so random in everything he does, and, like, I guess his main goal is, like, oh, I just want to mess with Batman, you get me? So he's not specifically focusing on people themselves.
Yeah, he's
a legit threat. And you know what's crazy? Even the top villains in the DCU, in the DC comic book, you know, universe, they don't like messing with him or having him involved in any of their plans because of how unpredictable. Lex Luthor, the smartest man in DC, has said to himself, that Joker scares the shit out of me. I don't want to deal with him.
Yeah, that I guess that's just part of his power, is that he's so unpredictable. No one can plan for what he's gonna do and why he does it. So that's crazy. So after that happens, he breaks out. Then we get a scene with Batman, who he flies out to see Ra's al Ghul. Because he figures out that, you know, Jason Todd, he was dead and he's alive. And there's only one man that could have, you know, helped do this. And he flies out to wherever he is, his castle, I guess. And there was a story. Ra's al Ghul really gives you the backstory of what happened when Jason Todd was killed. Basically, do you guys know the story?
The deal with the Joker. wasn't it? Yeah, that he makes the deal with the Joker and stuff like that. And,
yeah, so like Ra's al Ghul was going, he was trying to do something with banks. He was trying to destroy banks in Europe or somewhere, and you know Batman was trying to stop him. So he makes a deal with the Joker to you know take occupy the Batman's attention for a bit while he does his business. And that's when you get to see Joker, I guess, kidnapping Jason Todd. And that's what leads to, you know, Joker killing him. And Rage actually says it. He's like, that wasn't part of the plan. Part of the plan wasn't for him to kill or capture anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a good backstory, because no one really knew why or how Robin was captured.
Oh, look, so he used Joker as a decoy.
Yes, because it's Batman. If Batman wants to stop you, he's going to stop you. Even Ra's al Ghul knows that. So he, like TK said in the beginning, he made a deal with the devil. And I guess he feels bad about what happens, and he ends up taking Jason Todd's body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's explaining to Batman, like, you know me, I've lived around for 6 centuries because of the Lazarus Pit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to go over what the Lazarus Pit is?
It pretty much is like a, how would I explain it? Lazarus Pit is used to extend people's lives. It doesn't bring you back, technically, all the way back to life. Like, if you're dead, it can't bring you fully back, you know. But if you're, like, almost there, it will bring you back. But there's a side effect to every time you use the Lazarus Pit, you kind of lose your humanity. So Ra's al Ghul has used that to pretty much extend his life. So he's like, well, you just mentioned, he's like 6 centuries older than that. So pretty much that's what it is. It has the ability to bring people back to life. But for every time you use it, you lose a piece of your humanity and you get crazy.
Yeah, so he was saying that he normally has used it for him to extend his life, but he's never really used it to bring someone back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that with Jason Todd. And he said when he did it, he you know, he wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
He came back crazy. And I guess he escapes. I don't know. We don't really get an answer of what happens from that time till 5 years later.
Because they made it sound like, from what I remember, they also made it sound like when they brought him back, yeah, he was not himself. And they kind of like kept him for a while. And they tried to rehabilitate him back to sanity. But he ended up escaping. And that's when he kind of like reappears in Gotham after a while. So they tried his best, which once again, we talk about how Joker, you can't make any deals or you can't use him because of how unpredictable he is. So they made a deal with the devil. He did his own thing. And Ra's al Ghul, even though he's one of Batman's main villains, he never wanted to get to that.
Yeah. And he felt bad about it. That's why he tried to bring him back, mm-hmm. but it was not the same person. So, you know, Batman hears this story. He's upset. And what's crazy about this scene is that Batman breaks into the castle. And you have this, like, his security about to attack Ra's al Ghul. And Ra's al Ghul's like, don't even waste your time.
Yeah.
He calls him off at first. And then when, you know, Batman does the famous, you know, well, he's well known for, like, he just disappears when you turn his back. And one of his guys goes, do we get to, you know, should we get security? And Ra's al Ghul's like, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Because even Ra's al Ghul knows the, you know, the power of Batman. Like,
and he also respects him. He has like a respect for him. He wanted him to be in other comic book store. Like, he wanted him to be the heir to his throne.
Yeah. 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 If you think about his origin story and everything, because, you know, Batman was trained by him at first.
Yeah.
So, and he always calls him detective too.
Mm-hmm. The detective.
Detective. So like he respects him for that, because he's one of the smartest men he knows, and he's the world's greatest detective.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that story about what happened. And soon after, we have a scene with the Red Hood, and actually you have Joker. And Joker has, I guess he has Black Mask and the other criminals tied up in a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Mask is like, this wasn't part of the deal.
There you go again.
And Joker's like, I don't care. You know, like he's dumping, he's singing and he's dumping gasoline into the sewer. And he has all the other criminals tied up. And he has, Black Mask tied up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we lost TK.
Yeah, we lost TK.
Okay. Well, we can...
We can keep going.
We'll continue with this. Yeah,
are we able to continue or just go there and then continue on?
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, so we took a little halftime break. I had to get some water and a sandwich.
Some milk and cookies.
Oh. I got some gummy bears.
All right, cool. All right, so before we left off, we were talking about Joker in the sewer. TK, were you familiar with that part?
Ooh, Joker in the sewer. I'm not.
Well, he's not in the sewer. He has Black Mask and the other criminals all tied up. This is after.
I remember him being on a bridge and have people tied up in a truck or something.
Yeah, well, from what I remember in the animated movie was he's dumping gasoline somewhere. And yes. Black Mask is screaming at him. He's like, this is not part of the plan. You know, which is obvious with Joker. Like, whenever you make a deal with him, he's probably not going to follow through with it.
Black Mask, especially being, like, one of the top villains in Gotham, should have known, like, should have at least had some kind of backup, knowing that Joker would, you know.
Well, that just goes to show you how desperate he was.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
Yeah, Red Hood was messing everything up for him.
Yeah, so he's filling up the wherever they are with gasoline. He's about to light a match. And the Red Hood pops up and he's like, oh, I knew this would happen or something like that. And Joker's like, what are you talking about? You planned this whole thing? And we get to see Red Hood talk about how everything was planned because he wanted to meet Joker. He wanted Joker to break out of Arkham Asylum.
So he pretty much set that all up just to get Joker out so he could have him for himself.
Yeah, so Joker's like, I must have known you from before or something. I mean, I must know you.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, at this point, he actually gets the lighter to work and he dumps it into the sewer and one of the guys lights up on fire, and then we see Batman in his bat plane.
There it is.
Finally out the shop.
Yep.
5 years later.
5 years later, out of fresh maintenance.
Maybe he didn't even have a bat plane at that time.
Oh.
But he had a bat motorcycle?
Hey, it's easier to make, you know.
that makes sense. I mean, I guess he hadn't met Lucius Fox yet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing
Morgan Freeman.
I'm guessing Red Hood, Jason Todd, you know, his whole thing of taking the whole name Red Hood is to get the Joker's attention. So I guess, you know, I could see where he could have set everything up just to see the Joker one more time.
Yeah, yeah. And Joker actually mentions that. He mentions that. He's like, you know, I was the first Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, I just looked a little different or something like that. And what happens here exactly? Does Joker, like, he kind of, like, disappears for a bit? Because there's a huge fight between Joker. No, not Joker. Batman and Red Hood.
It seems like, wasn't there like a specific part that Batman kind of notices that Red Hood, he's trying to do good, but it's just like to no end. It's just going to end up in violence. He said, look, you know, he has a little talk with him, letting him know, like, listen, the way you're doing things ain't working. So let's handle it this way. and you don't have to worry about Black Mask and none of his henchmen. But, you know, Batman and his code.
Well, yeah, they're having this huge fight, and I guess there's other criminals or something, and like Red Hood is actually killing people.
Yeah.
Batman. So we get the fearsome Hand of Four. That's what they were called.
Yes.
So at this point, Red Hood, Jason Todd's he can't hold his ground, but he's already, you know, he's already predicting that Batman will show up. And he says that as soon as Batman shows up. He's like, oh, yeah, I knew you would come or something like that. And then, you know, they had to join forces to fight these guys because these guys, you know, are just regular villains that are trying to take them out.
Yeah, what I enjoyed about this scene was how good the action was.
Yo, Batman going through that car? Anybody remembers that?
I just know they're just beating the shit out of these guys. And, I mean, these guys are actually pretty tough too, and for an animated movie to be that accurate and that cool with their action, it was really good.
And you also do notice the two different ways, even though they're kicking ass, there's two totally different ways of how they're doing it, and Batman is noticing that too. Like, this guy's kicking ass, but he's about to kill all these people.
Yeah, and you have, you know, Red Hood with his double guns.
Oh yeah,
just going off. Pow, 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 pow. Here, you know what's a good battle? Here's a good one, really quick. Red Hood versus Punisher.
Oh man.
For some reason, they don't give Punisher that much credit. Like, I don't know. I seen. I forgot where I saw that Black Widow beats up Punisher.
They do give him credit. He got his own, like, Netflix show, bro.
No. Yeah. I know that.
Black Widow still ain't got nothing.
If you're saying Black Widow could beat Punisher, it's like, Jesus Christ.
But Red Hood, if we were to discuss Red Hood versus Punisher, that is not an easy decision. Not at all.
Yeah.
I would. Is it wrong to say that I would lean towards Red Hood? Not just because of this video, just for the fact that he was trained by Batman?
Yeah. Yep. You know, that Punisher is also like a master strategist. Like, he's elusive. He can strategize certain things and make sure, you know, he's always ahead of people that
way.
You
know how elusive he is? Punisher is so elusive, he got away from the sentry.
Yeah.
Remember that?
After he caught the bullet?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But he was like, there's a bomb in the hospital, and it's about to go off in 3 seconds. Either chase me or stop the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that planned up already. So anyway, we get into this huge fight scene, and you get to see Red Hood and Batman. They're throwing down. Then let's just get to the point where, you know, Batman's trying to stop the Red Hood, and they're in a building. And at this point, the mask is already off.
You know, how did that happen, though? I can't remember how that happened. Because if I'm not mistaken, Batman still didn't know. He had a feeling, but he was in denial. He still didn't know that was Jason Todd.
Yeah, they're on the rooftop, and he takes off the mask, which is funny. This is the funny thing about this. He takes off the Red Hood, but he has his Robin mask on. Did you guys see that?
So in that scene, from what I remember, it was like a raining, like, lightning scene going on and everything. Hold on. So somebody decided to put a train over here. I don't know what's going on out there, but
is that the J train with Jonas on it?
That's that train. But we get a scene, if I remember, we get a scene where Batman's chasing the Red Hood. He finally catches up to him. They're on top of the rooftop, and they start talking and everything, and Batman somehow loses his mask and is Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. But it's not such a big thing because we already know Jason Todd sees. And then at that point, Jason Todd's like, hey, listen, let's make this fair. It's only fair if I do it as well. So he takes off his mask, drops it, and there's like a shot of lightning. And you can see like you can see Robin real quick with the mask and the suit itself. You can see the R and everything. And then it goes back to, you know, Red Hood. And that was one of the creepiest, like, you know, like, like goosebumps moments of all. Like,
so it wasn't like, oh, so it wasn't really there. That's Batman's view of what he just saw.
Yeah, it was just put in. Yeah,
yeah. He knew. He remember. He had clues. This is the world's smartest detective, right? He knew, but still was in a little bit of denial. So I think once that mask came off and the flash, you know, the lightning and everything, he knew. He knew.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Like, you get me? He was just in denial. He didn't want to accept the fact that it was Jason Todd.
Yeah, because he's dead.
But he knew the point. He even at that point, I believe that the blood sample that he took from the Red Hood matched up with Jason Todd. So it was 100%. Even with that, he still wanted to be in denial. He still, you know, because, you know, he doesn't want to see, you know, the little boy he trained from the crime alley, from when he was taking his wheels to the point where he's killing people. Mm-hmm. And killing villains and going the total opposite way of Batman's morals.
He had that blood sample, and he also did mention again that there was only another person that he trained how to get loose from that attack that he sent out with the Batarang. And there was Nightwing, and there was him.
Yeah.
And everything started clicking.
Yeah, so after that, they're both fighting each other. And they break into, like, this building, and at that point Red Hood is like, you know, this is not about me killing you or even killing the Joker, I think he says. He goes into like, why after all these years, after everything that happened, after him taking me away from you, is he still alive?
Yeah, the whole thing was like, hey, listen, it's not that I blame you. It's not that, you know, I'm not asking you to kill the Mr. Freeze. I'm not asking you to kill the Penguin. I'm asking you, why is the Joker still alive? He took me away from you. Something like that, yeah, along those lines.
He was like, he's done so much pain and misery to you, so many people in your life, and he especially did this to you with me, but he is still alive. Why? Oh, yo, I remember that, and I was like, man, that is deep.
Especially when he says he took me away from you.
Yeah, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, because you could tell there was that relationship. It was like a father son relationship.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah. You know what hit me even more. I think what hit me even more, and this is because it's the same. It's the same actor that plays the role. So he plays the voice, and it's the dude. It's Jensen Ackles, if I'm not mistaken. That's his last name, from Supernatural.
Dean.
So it brought me all the way to the moment where the first time that there was something bad happening with Sam and Dean. Remember that? And he gives him like a talk and everything. So it was just crazy to see it happen with him and Batman. And I guess that's where it hit me.
So you could tell, like, it still affects Jason Todd, although he's this big tough guy, he's killing all these people, he's fighting these criminals, he's still heartbroken, and the fact that Joker's still alive and Batman hasn't done anything about it, like, he can't forgive Batman for that. And then you get Batman's whole philosophy and code, and he breaks it down. He's like, all these years I've wanted nothing but to kill this guy. I wanted to torture him and kill him for all these things. But he says that he can't kill him because he won't come back. He'll become just a monster just like him. So
is the whole debate of, it's what makes Batman what he is, but it's also the debate of, like, this could all be over if you would have just killed the Joker or certain villains. So there's the back and forth of that philosophy.
Yeah. And for Batman, you know, Batman is broken. He's just as insane.
Yeah.
And he knows that if he does this, that he'll become just like him.
I mean, what's crazier than a deadly Batman? Like Batman himself not killing people and going with no powers or anything, and actually handling every opponent he ever faced is crazy. Now, if you if you actually let him, if you actually give him a gun. He's an expert marksman. You actually give him a gun, give him these weapons, give him, you get me? He's gonna go crazy
he'll become Flashpoint Batman.
And you know how bad Batman was. Badass Thomas Wayne right there.
Yep. Yeah, but he also knows, like, he has to be kind of like Superman is to the humans, like a symbol of hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, justice is different. Like, justice in the court system is not just killing all the criminals, you know? It's going by a certain order. And that's what Batman kind of represents. He represents order.
And he also does represent just the regular human thought of, what if you were in that situation? You know, wouldn't you want to also take... Not to sound all weird or whatever, but it's like, you know, what if you're in that position? What would you do? Would you take the life of somebody that just took the life of somebody of yours that was close to you? You know, that's the realistic mindset too. Like, killed you, you killed him too.
Yeah, because, you know, Batman is justice, and that's part of his mythos. You know, like he's always battles these demons inside of him, and if you think about injustice, that's all injustice is about.
Mm-hmm.
But so we get to that. We get to, and you know what's crazy? This is what I wanted to make a point about. While this is going on, Joker's just listening.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like in the background. He's like saying, he has these remarks. He was like, "Ooh, this is great." And he's talking about, "Oh, so you think about me, don't you?" To Batman. When Batman's like, "All I do is think about killing him," and Joker's like, "Oh, so you do think about me."
There was a point in there that he was like, "We should all take a picture."
Yes.
One with Robin, one with the crowbar.
Oh, yeah.
God. That part was hilarious.
He's such a fucking asshole.
And he's like, "Oh, party pooper."
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is funny, like, when he talks about, "Oh, we need a camera." It brings me back to the scene in Killing Joke.
Oh yeah,
when he has the camera,
he takes a picture of Barbara Gordon before he shoots her.
Yeah, yeah.
In the tower.
What?
Yeah. the Joker in this was insane. I love the Joker in the Red Hood. And at first, when I first saw him, I thought I wouldn't like him. I thought, like, his art, I think his voice, it just wasn't there.
Yeah, it wasn't Matt Hamill or Mark Hamill playing the voice. It was someone different.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a good portrayal of Joker, and just to see how, you know, unstable and insane he is,
and the chaos that he has caused to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. So this leads up to Red Hood grabbing Joker, and he's like, "You're either gonna kill me," or he's talking to Batman, because actually he throws Batman a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And while he throws the gun to Batman, he picks up Joker and has his own gun to Joker's head, and he's like, "You're either gonna kill me or I'll kill the Joker." So he gives him this ultimatum. He was like, "One of us is gonna die, and it is up to you to decide who it is." And Batman's like, "I can't do this.
It's me or him."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a pretty intense scene too.
Yeah, so, and the Joker's like, he's loving this. Mm-hmm. The Joker's laughing, he's loving this, and Red Hood's just screaming at Batman. He's like, "It's either me or him. You decide." And Batman's like, "No, I'm not gonna do it," and he drops the gun.
Is he also screaming and he's also like in tears?
Yes.
I don't know, but I was in tears.
Yo, it was a that's why we're talking about this movie, because it has such an emotional, the way it's portrayed, it has a, such a tight emotion.
It's powerful.
To it.
It's definitely powerful. You get into each character's mind and kind of like what's going on. Except the Joker, no one could get into his mind. But
yeah.
So Batman drops his gun, and at that point, Red Hood or Jason Todd points the gun to Batman. Mm-hmm. So my question to you guys is, he pulls the trigger and shoots Batman. Was he trying to kill Batman at that point?
Oh yeah.
I would say no.
Or did he miss on purpose?
I think
They show Batman turning around and kind of dodging the bullet.
Yeah, but... like something I would do. You got me?
Like, yeah. Someone who's like superhuman, like TK, has done many times.
Yeah. I think maybe because remember we're talking about the Red Hood who was trained by Batman. I'm pretty sure he's a master marksman and everything. He probably knew he wanted to, but he knew he couldn't. But he did just enough to inflict pain in Batman, so he could like also feel pain that he feels. You know what I mean? Somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout the whole movie, if you guys didn't notice, Red Hood was actually like going at them. Like when Nightwing and Batman was chasing them, I remember Red Hood's falling. He's throwing like a sack of grenades or bombs mm-hmm. behind him and shoots mm-hmm. at it. Like, I mean, what if he killed Batman right there? You got me?
Yeah. So yeah. Who?
Well, that's the thought behind it, though. Like, he's so hurt with the idea of Batman still not killing the Joker after everything. So what that is the other idea. I think he didn't do it on purpose, but what if that also was the point of like, you know what? Fuck you, man. You ain't gonna do it and I'm gonna kill you too.
We're kinda
left questioning that. Because as soon as that happens, a bomb goes off. Did the Joker detonate a bomb? I don't remember, but
it was a bomb that Red Hood placed. I think.
Again, we're talking about the animated movie, but I also like had read the comic. Wasn't the area that they were fighting, wasn't that owned by the Black Mask? And Red Hood had it rigged?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's like an apartment building.
It's like a tower, like a plaza tower, fancy dancy, you know, place that it was one of Black Mask's buildings. And originally he wanted him in there, but he used it to kidnap Joker. So he wanted to use that. I could be mistaken, but I think that's where the bomb originally was. It was a place that he had rigged to destroy one of Black Mask's like holding spots. And he used it to also have Joker in there. I might be wrong.
Most likely, but you know, the point is that the bomb goes off and it seems like Batman tries to rescue Red Hood or Joker. I don't remember.
Red Hood. He tries to take Red Hood out the building. Well, I think he does, or doesn't.
Well, we see the rubble or the aftermath after the bomb, and you only see Joker alive, and he's laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course he would be.
And he's laughing, and that's pretty much where it ends in the animated movie before they cut to the flashback scene. So, like, I guess the Red Hood escapes, or you're left wondering if Red Hood is still alive or not.
I don't remember, since you said that there were flashbacks, was it flashbacks of him and Jason Todd as Robin?
Yeah, so the movie ends with a flashback of when Jason Todd puts on the Robin outfit for the first time. And what's crazy about this is that both Jason Todd and Batman are both really happy.
Oh no, the feels.
And it ends with it ends with Jason Todd on top of the Batmobile saying, "This is the best day of my life."
Oh no.
Yeah, so that's how the movie ends, and you know, that's such a
great movie, such a deep, intense. I was at the edge of my seat. What's going on?
Yeah, so the whole story of Jason Todd becoming the Red Hood and, you know, the whole relationship between him and Batman and the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, what I get out of the movie the most is Batman's difficulty with everything that happened. Him losing a Robin and his battle with the Joker. You know, what should he do with the Joker? Should he kill him or what?
Which he also considers, Batman's always said that Jason Todd dying is one of his greatest failures. And he lives with that.
Yes, yes.
He lives with that.
So he adopted another one. No, I'm just kidding.
Which, by the way, they consider one of the best.
I feel like it's hard because I read so many comic books on each of the Robins. So I know recently Tim Drake has done something crazy and I won't go into it. And he also died. And it's with the whole the whole doomsday clock, the button going on thing, everything crazy like that. But
yeah, he's not dead. He's still alive.
But besides that, they all had like some crazy stuff. We have Damian Wayne. But I'll always give my props to Dick Grayson, the number one Batman, the first Batman, Nightwing.
You know, so you think he's the best?
Favorite. Yeah, I think he's the best.
I would have to say it's his actual son, Damian Wayne, who's the best Robin.
I mean, this
that's a debate.
This 7-year-old, what is he? 6 years old? He just kills, so it makes it brutal.
It's more to that we can like talk about.
When trained by the League of Shadows.
When we talk about like who are the best Robins, you know, but
like Angel, Mo. Oh.
Yeah, but either way, you know, if we're gonna talk about it, then Angel's. I think he would be the Nightwing.
Yeah, obviously.
There it is.
No, I mean that's a whole different discussion as far as like who the best Robins are. We got a good, I think, you know, backstory of the second Robin, Jason Todd, and how he became the Red Hood, which is, you know, one of the most popular characters in DC. If you think about it, you know, a lot of fans do like Red Hood and his, you know, his story and how he goes about certain things and his interaction with the current Bat family, or, you know, when the Bat family was current.
Yeah. He's kind of like borderline the opposite of Batman. And some fans like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's everything Batman has as far as like, you know, fighting ability, intelligence, but he struts around with two guns.
Yeah.
The thing is he was trained by Batman, and I think that puts out his like, that's what makes him a badass, because when he's even fighting Batman, his first move was like, I remember one of his first moves was like to take out his utility belt. Mm-hmm. And he like takes it out with his knife through his back.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cool. And then the way he is, his two guns, his jacket, I think he's just a badass character itself.
But has it ever been said in the comic book that he's 100% back, or is he still... Or is he alive, but mentally not fully there because of the Lazarus pit? That's the other thing. Because if he's back and he's 100% Jason Todd, then is that still Batman's greatest failure? He's back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think he would have wanted him to become the Red Hood the way he is.
He still doesn't follow the same morals. I think Red Hood, his comic book series right now is Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of does his own thing, and he doesn't really like to be told what to do.
Still a little bit part of the Bat family, though, but because I seen him cross over into Detective Comics and Batman himself.
But overall, this animated movie, one of my favorites. You know, I can watch this many times. What are your out of five? Let's do our review out of five. Five what stars. Are you guys giving?
Easily, yeah, I agree with TK. Easily 5 stars. Debatable if it's either 1 or 2 or 3. I think any movie that we rank in the top 1, 2, 3, it's you could easily flip them around. I give it 5 stars. You know, I like this movie because it's deep. It has a lot of, I like to call, oh shit moments. A lot of like emotional moments too. You know what I mean? You understand two sides of it. You understand Batman, how he has that, you know, his what's it called? His way of thinking, his
code is his moral, his philosophy. Yeah. You know, how he lives his life.
You understand his moral code and philosophy, but you also understand where Jason Todd is coming from. I was like, listen, like, I don't understand how he killed me, man. He killed me. And you still have him alive. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, yeah. I understand your moral code, but you still have this motherfucker still around, and he's caused more damage to you. So you understand both sides, and they bring us a lot around for that ride of where does Batman go with this? How does he figure this out? You know? So it's a deep storyline, which I enjoy, and I agree. I can watch it multiple times.
Yeah. No, I agree. 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars. Definitely. I feel like I feel like it builds not only on the character of Jason Todd, but it also builds on Batman and who he is. Mm-hmm. As what you guys said about the morals and everything, exactly it. And it shows like why Batman's kind of like an outcast in the Justice League, why he does things the certain way, why he's always, you know, kind of serious and always, because shit like this, he knows could happen. He knows he could lose someone. He knows, you know, he knows that the Joker will always somewhat have power over him because he won't kill him. And he knows, you know, and I'm pretty sure by now the Joker, I think, is ranked number one, if I'm not mistaken, or two around there on the person to escape Blackgate so many times. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure Batman knows all of this, and it's just something he has to live with, something he has to go on with, even with, you know, the death of Jason Todd. I'm sure he explained it in the what is it, the interview or whatever he does with the Robins, like, hey, listen, if you die, you know, it's part of the job.
Yeah. Like, you could be a great hero, but chances are you may die.
And heads up, part of this interview is, if the Joker kills you, I'm not gonna kill him. So because of this moral code, so don't come back from some Lazarus pit and be like, "What's up, Dad?" You know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right,
cool. So yeah, we could end that. You know, it was a good discussion. I'm glad we were able to talk about this movie. You guys have anything else to throw in there?
Yeah, you know, once again, it's always fun getting us all together, you know, even though we're trying to get that fourth member in there, but we'll figure that out. Just a couple of things to let everybody know. We are still working on some new YouTube videos, some new content. We just uploaded a video that has us reviewing Amazing Spider-Man, Go Down Swinging, issue 797, 798, right, TK?
Yep.
And we're working on Venomized. You know, we're trying to see, you know, some new stuff. We're always going to let you guys know on our Instagram page, Dudes Talking Comics. And Angel, can you let them know about how they can find us on this podcast through iTunes?
Yes. So, outside of the Anchor app, which we're using, and most people have been, you know, uploading and listening to our podcast through, we are actually now on Apple Podcasts. So if you have an Apple phone and you have the podcast app, you can just look us up, Dudes Talking Comics, subscribe to us, and you can listen to our podcast directly through there. So you don't even have to download the Anchor app to hear us anymore. You can just go straight to Apple and get it. So
what?
I guess that kind of legitimizes us a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yo, we're official.
I woke up and TK picked me up in a limo, right?
Damn.
And we got some bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches.
You guys are getting royalties already? I'm still in the closet doing the podcast. No.
It'll get to
No. But yeah, definitely. We're on the podcast app, so you guys can definitely subscribe to that. Another thing is, we had mentioned earlier about, you know, the best Batman voice. You guys can, if you're on the Anchor app, you can always send us voice messages for any questions, mm-hmm. any comments. If you guys want to roast us, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
That goes send for us YouTube, that. Too.
Oh, no, that's, you roast us, most likely we're going to roast you back. But,
get ready. Get ready for that.
But, yeah, definitely send us those messages, and we'll play them on the podcast. So that's one way for us to interact with you guys. We want to interact with you guys. So always like and comment our stuff. We'll get back to you guys. And yeah, we'll make it fun.
I'm trying to hear other Batman voices as well.
Yeah. If you think your Batman voice is better, go ahead. This could be like an ongoing thing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, thanks for joining us. Well, make sure to download the app, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Take care, guys.
Out. Hey, yo, Alfred. Oh.
DTC out.